What's the other funny thing we didn't include?
Oh, half or talks about half
fighting.
Dude, you fucking say halves.
Let's go to the half.
Well, there, are you satisfied?
I'm sated.
Are you?
Are you Bruce?
I'm Bruce Sato. Shut up. You fucking jerk.
Why?
You cocksucker.
Hey. You mean to me, Brian.
I'm sorry.
I mean nothing.
I think we're too friendly now, because I think you're the type of guy that, like, you befriend someone and then turn on them, and you're like, well, we're friends, so I can say whatever I want.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah, I'm like that too. So,
but
we gotta watch it.
Ow.
My tummy hurts.
From what?
Too much coffee, man. Seriously, though.
Too much coffee, comma, man?
Yeah, I'm drinking too much fucking coffee.
I just had one. It's good.
Yeah, how many ounces was it?
I don't know.
I'm on my second 24 ounce of the day. Yesterday,
really?
I had four.
It's like an ounce per hour.
Nah, I haven't been up that long. It feels like it. Oh, motherfucking shit.
Yeah. I don't know how big my thing is.
Yay.
Let me measure it. Ounces. I had to look at the bottom of my travel mug. It's 14 ounces.
Yeah.
And I just have the one every morning. And then sometimes at work later, I have another one. But it depends.
It doesn't sound like you're proud to be an American.
American't. More like America, Clint Barton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing. You said Clint Barton like the exact same way as the sample.
Of course. That's how I say it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited about Johnny Cashman coming on. That'll be fun.
Yeah, me too. That's cool. Yeah. I don't even know him. I don't know anything about him, really.
Yeah. We will.
And then after that, who's the next guest? Heather again?
I don't know.
I think we should make sure that Heather gets twice as many guest spots as anybody else.
Why?
Like, before we can have anyone else on again, she has to be on, you
know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Totally. She could be our Tom Hanks, our Alec Baldwin. Steve Martin.
Yeah. Our Lindsay Lohan.
No, that... Fuck.
Oh. She's been on like three times already.
I know. Oh,
what
so
the hell?
Horrible.
She's not even very good at anything.
No, she's not only is she not good, but like she... Okay, she stares at the cue cards.
Yes.
And she can't read. So...
Oh, just, really?
Yeah. No, they're all rebuses. I saw some of her cue cards. And,
then she won a Buick LeSabre at the end of it.
Right.
I'm really glad you got that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to explain it.
No, I love that show. Classic.
Yeah, that was a good show. Yeah. That was even better than Press Your Luck. Oh, shit, now we should be recording another show right now.
I still watch Press Your Luck. It's on the Game Show Network.
Reruns?
Yeah.
There was a new one. They brought out a new one not too long ago, and it wasn't very good.
Depress Your Luck?
Yeah.
Oh, Deal or No Deal? Deal or No Deal? The fucking SNL Deal or No Deal was pretty good, and I've never seen the show, but I was like, yeah, Fred Armisen, you've got skills.
That guy's awesome, dude. I like
yeah,
him.
I think so, too. He's turning it around.
I don't think he was ever bad.
No, not he's turning himself
around. Oh, he's
around.
Turning the show. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
fixing
literally
it up.
Turning himself around. Yeah, he was in Anchorman. He was in Anchorman.
Yeah,
as the like Latin
was he
club
the anchor?
Guy?
Did he play the anchor?
No, he didn't.
Did he play the anchor net?
You fucking jerk!
I'm gonna string all those together one of these days.
You me going, you jerk. Fucking asshole!
You fucking asshole! You fucking you!
You crock sucker!
You goddamn piece of shit! Yeah, but I think Fred Armisen is he's a talent to be reckoned with. I don't know what
he's real. He's real, kind of like low key on that show in a way. You know?
Yeah, no, I like him. He's quality.
He's the new Phil Hartman.
Well,
no,
I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever see that level of comedian come out of the thing again, out of the SNL.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of Andy Samberg?
I haven't really seen him do too much on the show.
Yeah, they kind of like scaled him back. They did the Lazy Sunday thing, and it was all blowing up, all huge. And then I think, okay, here's I'm an executive of Saturday Night Live.
Hey, man, we shouldn't let Andy Samberg get too played out, yo, so let's just kind of,
let's give them more Rachel Dratch.
Yeah, you get plenty of Rachel Dratch.
Ah, Jesus. She's not particularly good.
I don't know, I think all of the women on Saturday Night Live right now are just fine.
I think she's the weakest.
Rachel Dratch?
Yeah.
But she does, Debbie Downer, right?
That's really bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is.
What about, Carol? That chick is just...
Which one's that?
Nuts. Rachel's hands in a dress.
No. I'm Carol! I can't finish my line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, after you mentioned that, I really started noticing...
How terrible he is?
Yeah, he can't deliver a comedic line.
Keep his shit together. No. And, like, that shouldn't be... The funniest part of the sketch should not be you blowing it.
Yeah.
So.
Perhaps his shit is too massive.
Fat?
Yeah. It's too much shit to keep together.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's passable.
It's racist.
It is.
I think so. It's a hate crime.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's a hate.
Strime?
Hate song fight.
Hate song? Strime? Hate strime? Strime?
Strum play?
Strime bad? No. Hello?
Hello!
Oh, I gotta tell you another thing. When you said that I should do voices for Homestar, right? That one time?
Yeah.
I was doing Gomer Pyle. I wasn't doing fucking Homestar. I was doing...
Oh, hello.
I was doing Goober Pyle.
By Peters.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to hear Homestar say that for us. We should pay that guy $10 to be like, can you come on our show and go, oh, hello, by Peters.
Maybe we should try to have those people on. Maybe we should try to have more famous guests. More famous, perhaps, even than Johnny Cashmore.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah. Like, okay, in the comics community,
yeah.
I bet we could fucking get anybody. Providing we could, like, wrangle the technology.
Yeah.
Because, like, comics dudes, they're not that famous.
No.
They're famous to us, but, like, fucking, they didn't get asked to do shit. Yeah. They're not going on talk shows like Harvey Pekar.
Right.
That was so weird.
What?
Barf.
What?
Did I tell you about that?
What?
He was on MTV?
No.
Harvey Pekar was on MTV. Canada.
When?
Last week, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, he was promoting his new book, but, like, MTV does not seem like the place that Harvey Pekar would go to promote a book.
I guess.
There's all these, like, hip teenagers in the studio, and they have that little chat roll on the side. It's like an online chat, and then all the people are like, oh, my God, he looks like the old guy at the mall. Like, yeah, he does, but come on.
Yeah, he's an old guy, and if he was at the mall, he would be.
Yeah, he looks like the creepy old guy at the mall who tries to slip you roofies. I don't know. I don't know. But, oh, my God, he has the weird voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a voice that I can do.
Yeah, throat cancer, right?
Who?
Harvey Pekar.
Yeah.
He had some kind of cancer. His throat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book about it.
Yeah. My throat a year.
My cancerous tumor.
Yeah. Oh, there was this guy that I used to work with at the record store. His name was Mike. And, like, he had some kind of throat cancer. And he had this fucking wicked scar that went, like, totally ear to ear.
He had throat canker?
No, dude. It was messed. So, like, I guess he used to be, like, a fun-loving, happening kind of dude. And then, like, after he got his throat surgery, like, he withered, man, and just became, like, this husk. But, like, he kept working at the store. And his voice totally just went, I can barely understand him. And he was always, like, swallowing all this phlegm and shit. And, like, he just looked way older than he was. And it was just so impressive. I just felt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing I'm recording, because that's a fucking killer story.
You're recording?
Yeah, I decided to leave it running. I don't know.
We got a second show right now.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We got a second show that we in which we do not acknowledge the audience.
Well, we're about almost halfway into it now, so
now we should start acknowledging the audience.
Hey, everybody!
Hi, welcome to Not the Spy versus Spy podcast.
Yeah, it is though. What number is this now?
18.
No.
Prom fight?
We're way past that shit. We're past cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we just did 22 again for the third time, so this one is going to be 23.
23C.
Yeah.
23
P-O.
Double D.
Tob. But see, now that, like, now that we've acknowledged that this is the show,
it's not
fucking city.
It's not going to be good anymore.
Yeah. Fucking waste. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. What's your preferred internet web browser?
Well, I like Internet Explorer because it's there. No.
Well, you know what you should use?
Ad Black.
Yeah. No, fucking, I'm sure everybody uses Firefox who would listen
to
this.
Yeah. Or our Opera on the DS.
I'm going to make our site so you can only view it on Firefox.
All right, sure, why not?
Yeah, and then everyone else was like, oh, you really, our site's not safe for your browser.
Yeah, anyone who's cool, anyone who knows their shit is using Firefox.
Or anyone who knows someone who knows their shit.
Yeah, well, unless you're on a Mac, then you could probably use Safari because it's the same thing.
Right.
My
dad used, like, Netscape 3.5 forever. Like, every time they kept upgrading Netscape, he was
He's the guy that they keep saying... always designed down because some people are using that old shit. He's the one guy who's going to all these sites like, oh, we're still getting hits with Netscape 4? Like, jeez, I guess we should really dumb down our design and all that. It's his fault.
Well, it's because, I mean, it makes sense because the older browsers, smaller footprint, less shit going on, less bullshit.
Yeah.
Less fucking dumbass motherfucking bullshit. But
do you remember the Bowser Wars of the early 90s?
Yeah, it was insane.
When Mario jumped over him and got the axe. Is that an axe that he's getting? I'm not really too sure about that.
Viking helmet?
Maybe just a lever.
Viking lever? Lever 2000? Lever Vizina?
Lever 2099.
Wow, that's got to be so much better.
Got 99 extra parts.
Yep. Because it's the Futura.
And because I fucking mutated.
Yeah. Because that's what the future is about, mutation. We're going to have to mutate.
It's about mutes. It's about mutes and Asians.
Yeah.
And that's you. I'm a mute Asian.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite of that.
That is true. You're not.
Because I fucking don't shut up, and I'm not Asian.
Let me see. Now, you're not actually on Quadra Island, right? You're, like, near there.
No. What? No. Quadra Island?
How far is that from you?
You're full of shit. It's an island. It's not even around here. It's around here, but it's, like, off the coast.
Right. But you're not on an island.
No.
That's a shame.
Why?
Because then you could play up the Pacific Islander angle, even though you're, like, way on the other side of the Pacific.
Yeah, it still counts.
Pacific?
I used to live on Vancouver Island, which is a really big island.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Good time.
I don't know.
Good time.
Maybe.
Play up that angle, Brian, because that'll get you something.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
You win a prize. You get extra tokens at Chuck E. Cheese.
I become the extra token?
Token.
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
I knew a girl with that name once, and I thought it was the worst name I ever heard.
Well, on South Park, which I know you don't watch, but...
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
What?
There's a guy.
Yeah, but see, like, I watched for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, and I thought his name was, like, Token,
Tolkien?
Tolkien, you know?
Tolkien.
Yeah. I didn't realize
Do you know what his first names are?
What? Jim Reimner. Reimner? No, what is it?
Jom Ragnarok Reimner.
What are his first names?
No, don't really care.
Oh, there's one for the audience.
You guys write in and tell us.
Yeah, that's going out to center field. The O'Dians.
Okay, Tim's on it right now, typing away.
Totally. It's not even up yet. He hasn't even heard this. He just...
his ears perked up, and he's like, I think I need to look something up for these guys.
Yep.
Fucking Jaguars, they knew some shit they don't know what's the words.
Is that what they sound like? Is that what they sound like?
Yeah.
That's what they sound like in New Hampshire?
Yeah, totally. Everybody talks like Ben Graham.
Ben Graham? Mm.
God damn it.
What?
I can't pronounce anything to you. You don't understand my...
What is that? Is that what you go and get? You go to the doctor and get a Ben Graham?
Get a Ben Graham. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Doctor, my skin's all rocky. Well, don't do that anymore. My skin gets all rocky when I get exposed to cosmic rays. Well, if I can get...
Yeah, I can't understand why my penis is all orange.
Oh, speaking of penises all orange.
Stop eating Cheetos and watching pornographies.
Speaking of...
Who is?
Penis all orange.
Job? Job?
At the comic book store,
Job Strybder.
Shit.
That's a fucking funny... Dude. Four. No, say it. Say it. See? Right. Job stripe.
Right. Now I'll know how fucking funny it is. Here he goes. Yes.
Job Stribner. Oh, yeah, it's the BD. Stribner.
Yeah, that's good. It's good stuff. I like it.
No, Free Comic Day was Saturday.
Freak
Comic Day was Saturday, and I went to the Big Brain Comics to support Michael Drivis in his unyielding attempt to make a Quimby's in Minneapolis, which, you know,
you went to the local Quimby's?
That's what I did, and I love that fucking store. It's great. But he told me he's got these two empty cases of beer, and I always thought, like, man, this guy drinks a lot. He's always got these fucking two empty cases of beer here. Mm-hmm. I guess he moved them when they moved this store 2 years ago. He moved these empty bottles because he kept meaning to bring them back. And they're still, like, on the sales floor. These fucking two cases of empty beer bottles.
All the labels have Dan Klaus drawings on them. They're collectors.
Okay, beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking just Maltagoya with a different label. But the one of the things they had, and this was not one of the free comics, but one thing they had was they had six different titles of Marvel Comics, digest size.
They were the diggest.
They were the diggest, dude. They were fucking $1. And they had, like, the first three issues of Fantastic Four, the first three issues of the X-Men. It was, like, all the, you know, all the shit you've read a thousand fucking times.
Well, I had, but
black and white, digest-sized, $1. Yeah. And I was like, man.
Yep, buy them all.
Well, I just bought the Fantastic Four one because it was, like, I thought it was just one issue. And then I was like, man, this is kind of thick. And I looked through, and it's one, two, and three. And I thought, man, this is fucking so cool. If they would just release, you know, like, the entire Essentials line or whatever, like,
into the wild,
that format, even if they came out every week or whatever, that would fucking totally pull people into the comic store. And, like, I would love to read, like West Coast Avengers or something, like, from the 25th anniversary era, like, in that size. Three issues at a time for $1, that's, like, such a great deal.
It totally is, man.
They are, like, absolutely primo for fucking,
because some of us don't care about a thing you can put in a bag.
No, it's true.
And all that. Some of us just want to read the stories and look at the old Kirby's drawings.
Or the other guys.
Ditko's.
Al Milgram. Pretty good. George Perez before he got all insane. Crazy. Pulled himself all samey.
Simes.
Who? Walt Simonson?
Sinestro. Sinestro, that's who I'm thinking.
Sinestro. That dude is whack. He just copied from other dudes.
Who would win in a fight? Sinestro or gold-headed Destro?
I'm going to say Sinestro. Ooh. Yeah, Sinestro, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Now, Golden Age Green Lantern versus gold-headed Destro, I don't know. Is gold yellow? Yeah. You know? I mean, it is kind of, right?
But Destro is rad.
Destro is rad, but not as rad as Red Jackal.
With a Y?
Remember when I got all excited about Red Jackal?
No.
Because I don't remember what country it was. It might have even been like a bootleg one or whatever, but there was the Red Jackal Destro you could buy that had the skull and crossbones on his shirt.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then, like, you and everyone else in the world that I knew at that time, which was you and my brother, talked me out of it. You were like, no, that's fucking lame. Destro's already badass. He doesn't need to have skull and crossbones on him.
True. That is true.
Yeah. And so then I saw the light, and I was like, toys are for kids! And I just...
Not unlike tricks.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Way to fucking... That's bridging the gap.
Yeah, dude.
You're like, you...
That's my middle name.
Okay, draw the infinity symbol right now. You know the little thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then right there with the lines cross? You see that?
Yeah.
That's you, man.
There's a butthole right in there.
That's you.
It's like the inside of a butt.
Is it? Cool. No. It's just an X. Nobody's butt is just an X. It's at least an
asterisk. It's got an extra
line.
It's like,
an asterisk.
Asterisk. And Obelisk.
Zesty Mordant.
Yeah!
I fucking love that. Fucking love it.
Jalapeno.
So get Adblock.
Adblock. Oh, so what's the deal with that again? Does it stop all the Google ads and everything?
It stops fucking everything, man. It's awesome. It's,
But then do all websites have little holes in them and stuff?
Yeah, that's kind of, because you can't really close up that space where the text ads were and stuff, but it's just, you know, and then it just turns into the background. But I went to MySpace, and it took a little time, because I went to MySpace, and I'd find the ad, and I'd go to AdBlock and block it.
What's your space?
MySpace?
What's your space?
What's my MySpace? Or you're saying, what is MySpace?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, way to go, Bran.
What is it?
What is my thing on the space? What's my name?
Yeah.
Do people want to friend me?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Buy space.
Yeah, buy space. No, it's just myspace.com/tartpop. That's me. So
I got one too, but yeah. I'm not telling it. You got to find it by friending Phil and then going to find me, because I'm in his top 8.
He is, yeah. And it's, surprise, surprise, it's myspace.com/bottomlesspop.
Oh.
Because we bring the pop everywhere we go.
I hate MySpace. Have we talked about how much it's
stupid? Yeah, no, we did. We did fucking 2 full hours on how stupid it is.
Just wanted to make sure.
Speaking of how stupid it is, though, if you got Adblock, it would be 1% less stupid. Because I went through and I blocked all of the ads, so now there's it's a ton of fucking holes, but like...
You have to tell it to block each ad?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
But when you go back, it stores the shit in different spaces and whatnot. And Demonoid, I don't know if people are into downloading legal backups of software they already own from Demonoid.com.
Demonoid Trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time you mention him, I'm just like, fuck you and your cultural expansionism.
Yeah, that dude went to Africa.
Yeah, to fucking set everybody straight.
And then he's going to sing that Toto song the whole time he's there.
What? Love Isn't Always On Time?
Yeah, that one. Wait, didn't they do a song about Africa? Wasn't that them?
Yeah.
I miss the rains down there and all
love
that?
Love Isn't Always On Time.
Love Isn't Always On Time.
I sing that song every day when I get to work.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, but I should be singing Love Is Always Not On Time.
Or and how about love in an Elevator?
No. Because I'm always late to work is the thing.
Love in a Darth and Vader.
Atomic Henry.
Hey.
Speaking of Atomic Henry.
I don't think we should anymore.
No, we should. You been to his new site?
Noncanon.com?
Noncanon.com. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's kind of neat good. That whatever Tom
it's
reads.
It's got a bunch of... Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you can use Tom as the internet now. Because whatever Tom reads about, you can read about. And Tom usually reads about some pretty cool shit.
I'm not very interested in reading, though.
No?
Does he have any links to YouTube things that are funny?
I don't know. I think YouTube actually has a pretty good collection of those.
Ute?
Yeah. Ute? Oob.
Tube.
But yeah, get Adblock for Firefox. Shit.
Adblock.
You gotta get it.
This podcast has been brought to you by Adblock.
Adblock.
Black some ads.
Wait, okay, so if I say haps for hops?
Haps, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're saying I say... Ad Black? am I not saying aid Black?
Maybe.
That sounds almost Canadian. I don't know.
No, I'm confused. Yeah, you're wrong.
I don't have an accent.
All
right. Except for right there. Totally.
I don't have an accent. Oh.
Yeah. No, I do. It's a mishmash. It's not just one thing.
You douche.
I douche. But it's a mishmash.
Can I say that douchebag is no longer an insult for anybody anymore?
What?
It's stupid. It's dumb.
Okay. I don't really say it.
No, but people still do.
Yeah. Idiots.
Like, remember when that was cool in 1987 to call somebody that?
I guess.
I certainly don't.
Okay. You should call everyone enema bag.
Enema, yeah, totally.
Because then it's non-gender specific.
That's right. Or bunghole adapter.
Yeah. No. Enema nozzle. We'll call everyone enema nozzle.
Enema corkscrew.
Enema nozzle top. That's what I'll say. Oh, I'm derailed, Brian. I had some good shit going, and then now I'm derailed. Derailed. Oh, are you tired? Are you tired, little Brian? Is that a yawn? Is it nap time? Do you have to lay down? Did you mess yourself before you rest yourself?
I would like to hear a baby screaming or a baby crying. And I would like to hear that. No, I mean, not really. But can you do that for me?
That's our new tagline.
No, but I would like to hear that slowed down so it sounded all like.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah,
that would sound kind of neat. So it'd be like a demon crying.
You know, actually, Oh, when Allison was crying the other day, when she was crying, it was these short little bursts of crying, like, and I'm like,
what are you doing?
That's, I wonder if that's how they make the fucking Chewbacca sound.
Oh, they just sort of stretch it out.
Yeah, because you know what the little boom boom sound was.
Yeah. No,
with the striking of the cable.
What?
When
playing cable?
When the X-Wings would shoot, that sound is it's this steel cable that's supporting a pole, like you know when like telephone lines they have the one cable that's angled down.
Yeah,
it's that being struck with something.
Really?
They get that. Yeah.
How did they get the TIE fighter noise? It goes.
I don't remember.
They probably just had a guy doing that.
Yeah.
They just had me doing that, I believe.
Yeah.
But first, you got to drink lots of milk first before you do. Oh, one of my twin ion engines is out. It's making a funny noise. Penn Jillette sped up.
Sympathy.
All right. Well,
can you please sample Penn Jillette and speed him up to make him sound like a TIE fighter flying by?
Yeah. Will do.
Okay. Good.
I'm Phil Redmond.
I'm Brian Fukushima.
And this has been a pleasure podcasting you.
Yeah. Let's do it again sometime.
Are we going to do a third show right now?
I think we should. We're on a roll right now.
I know we're on a roll, but
let me tell you what. Are we gonna post these back to back so people as a makeup, or are we gonna stick this one in the vault, the Disney vault?
I'll stick them up as close as I can get them.
Hey.
Yeah, no, I'll wedge them.
We should have. You know what I was thinking when we do that and we both laugh at something? We should have a preset like harmonized laugh.
Okay.
We should laugh in unison, not unison, but like same rhythm but different pitches, and we should have a harmony.
Okay. It'd be like we were doing a song.
Yeah. And then we could record it.
Yeah. And submit it to Song Fight.
Yeah.
John Catpoint coming up. Mark your calendars. But I don't know what day yet. But mark your calendars. Just mark them.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah. All right, let's get out of here.
Okay, so therefore, bye.
Oh, wait, don't say it. Go!
SpyVersusPie@gmail.com.
SpyVersusPie.com.
com.spyversusgmail.com. We don't have
daylight,
that one yet.
Daylight.com and you want to go home.
Love is always not on time. No, go ahead. Yeah, fire it up. Rev that thing up.
Who likes bye in their penis? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, bye.
In Eldring, Brian likes malt in his beer.
Swizzle stick. Cream and sugar.
Everybody.
Haps, dude.
Welcome to
Habsburg. That's where they get them from.
Spyrus Spy Podcast.
Hi.
So, hi, everybody. I'm really, I'm fucking real sorry.
You put reverb
okay,
on
you listen to Spyrus Spy Podcast, and
yeah.
I know you're like, where the
What's
hell
that?
Was he yesterday? Because we were all on the internet.
Pie.
No, that was the season break. No.
You probably tuned in to get us, and what
Here
you ended
is.
Up seeing was like
More
a rerun of
still
Scrubs.
Than ever. That's true.
Of Strum.
Yeah.
Of Strums.
A little bit. That's fine.
Well, what we're thinking, no, I mean, it was pretty good. We're thinking we might release it later as a special like anniversary show or like it's going in the vault for now. It's going in the Disney vault. Did you see that Disney vault cartoon on SNL last
eight weeks ago?
That was the best thing I ever saw on that show.
It's pretty good.
Can I be cops fighting crime in a future time?
Brian won't let me put it up. Sorry.
Hold on. What movie did you just say?
Brian's keeping me put it in the fucking vault.
Okay.
So I'd put it up.
No,
it's not intense.
No, I was just testing something. Because
if you're working out to it, though, you're
gonna fuck
up.
Talking
you're
about
like,
drinking the malt de Goya.
What
did you say it had in it? Besides malt, haps.
But you
pronounced
humid,
cop
like,
fairly reasonably well. This is good beer.
I
like
it. I know.
Yeah, it's. Like the label says it has a chocolatey finish, and when I hear stuff like that about things that aren't chocolate,
you know, I only have one
pathetic
little
like, what are you talking about?
Train of you thought, know? And I can't make it happen.
Yeah, it's got like a veneer, but it does kind of taste like chocolate at the end, which is good. It's not,
I really want to find the
it's
supposedly
like,
gross ones.
It gets sweet at the end instead of bitter at the end.
Tamarind flavored
like
pop, not tamarind.
Are you having the problem with the tamarind thing again?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it. All right.
It's like a tapir.
Well, we did segue into it from a beer. We're watching this. This
you know,
Australian
every second
dude
goes
going
by,
to the Amazon
like,
to like drink
is
ayahuasca
boring
with shamans
and stuff. Is this less boring?
And
fucking,
he brought his.
I don't know, man.
Little,
the last one was pretty good.
Like
just dropped 1 year old
daughter and his pregnant wife along. Into the heart of the Amazon, and
we'll put both
so
of them up.
Kid was like running around having
choose,
a good time, and then there was a
tapir
right next to her, like flapping his
exactly
around.
and we'll delete the other one forever.
But also kind of cool because, like, I don't know, those guys are kind of neat. They're like pigs, but
I think I might play a clip. I think
I don't know
because there
know
was the point
are.
When we realized,
but, yeah, like what are they? I don't know. They're weird. They got floppy little. Nostril things.
I love those animals that like you can't really subcategorize.
Yeah. It's like it's kind of like that, but it's also kind of super weak. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What? Yeah. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Oh,
the
you mean inserting
that,
it?
That's I didn't. Yeah, that's what it was.
You
command
sure?
With a K.
You sure inserted that? It's a it's classic. Yeah. classic pie. That last show it was so good. It might have been called Pie versus Spy. Mhm. Might have been.
Maybe that's why.
It was a little bit it was growing. Mm. It was growing something.
What were the bad guys' names?
Yeah. There was something growing on it.
Oh yeah. Shit.
No, well, whatever.